today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Team sports can be a life learning experience. When you're part of a team, you have the opportunity to observe and value the talents and gifts of others. You learn to respect what they do while not dismissing what you do. You learn to work with your teammates without becoming jealous of them. When they're having a hard time, you learn to pick them up. As a result of spending quality time with them, you know what inspires, what motivates, and challenges them to give their best. You have the same opportunity with your team or group in your workplace. You probably spend more quality time with them than you do with those in your home. When your supervisor and teammates begin to applaud the success of another, does that bother you? Do you get jealous? Are you unhappy for them? Do you have the desire to help them or harm them? Do you add value to their lives? In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 through 9, it is written, "Now it had happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s.' Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only 1,000. Now what more could he have but the kingdom? Saul had forgotten all about what he'd achieved and who he was. He allowed himself to be blinded by the light David cast. David came to serve Saul, not to usurp him. The thought of surpassing him was not important to David. David was a part of the team. He was a team player, a follower who would become a leader. He didn't concern himself with what was being said about him. He didn't consider what the women in the crowd were saying. He knew who he was and what he would become. Saul was more concerned with the crowd and what they were saying. He was distracted by his own vanity. Instead of embracing what David did in battle for the king and Israel, Saul was more concerned with getting all the credit. What about you? Don't forget about your value as Saul forgot about his. Don't place your value in the hands of the crowd. Don't place your value in the hands of women or men who sing your praises today and talk about you tomorrow. Place your value in the fact that you are a child of God. Place your value in the fact that he has chosen you to be his temple, his dwelling place. Value yourself. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.